I believe, my boy, there are some phases of good sportsmanship which have eluded you in the first place.
Here's Mom home.
Well, greetings, Sadie.
Greetings.
Hello, Mom.
Everybody and your brother here, huh? Hello.
Vic, one, rush, nothing.
Oh, Thunder Gov, a joke is a joke. I don't rub it into you every time I win a game. I appreciate you figure you're having plenty of fun at my expense, but you're just slowing us up. What you say?
Playing rummies, are you, boy?
After a fashion. Only my partner here figures he's a pretty comical gink and keeps driving the same old joke in the ground.
Uh-huh. Well, put your rummies off to one side a second. Vic, you'll scream like a panther.
I will.
You'll throw your shoes over the People's Bank building.
Will I send my undershirt to Detroit, Michigan Parcel Post?
You certainly will, because this is the bullet that choked Billy Patterson. Guess what?
Your friends have all clubbed together and voted old Vic Gook the handsomest man that ever come down the pike. Well, I've known it for a long time.
Ruthie and me come out even.
Huh?
Ruthie and me, we come out even in our money.
Oh?
We come out even right to the penny.
Well.
Shopped all afternoon, bought 1,001 items, went through one transaction after another, and ended up each with exactly what we're supposed to have.
Well, that's fine, Ma.
It's glorious. And there wasn't even any trick to it. Where we've been making our mistake in the past, we both agreed on this, was in making too much of a to-do about our spondulics. Person just lets it ride and it'll work itself out automatic.
My heartiest congrats.
You fellas will make fun, huh, will you?
It's just a matter of keeping track.
I know what it's just a matter of, Mr. Mann.
Oh.
That's probably been the main trouble with Ruthie and me getting mixed up with our money. Too much advice from know-it-alls.
Well, isn't that kind of a harsh term to apply to a well-meaning individual that does their best?
Telephone is again.
Most likely, Bluetooth Johnson.
No, it's Ruthie. I'll get it, Margaret.
Weren't you just with Ruthie?
Yeah, but she's just as happy as I am about this. We come out even to the penny this afternoon.
Hey.
Hello. Chief of police, huh? Yes, you're the chief of police. I knew it was you, Ruthie. I knew it was you before I picked up the receiver.
Continue the ribbon game.
Okay.
Vic, one rush.
Nothing. Oh, my. I've just been telling him, Ruthie. Yes. Oh, Vic liked to hit the ceiling. He was so surprised. And he's made so much fun of us, you know. Well, I just told him how it was. Person let their money ride along without getting excited and worked up, and it'll even itself out. Sure. What we were trying to do was make it hard for ourselves. Exactly.
You gonna deal, Gov?
Yep. Here come the pasteboards.
Well, I'm glad we got this crazy business whipped at last, lady. Yes, indeed. Oh, sure. Oh, say. Well, sweet of you to call, Mr. Chief of Police. All righty, Ruthie. You betty, lady. Goodbye.
You want that, Jack?
Sure.
Vic, push your rummies off to one side a little bit. I want to tell you fellas a little about this afternoon.
Go ahead. We can play and still listen.
No, you can't either.
You hear the verdict, don't you, Isabel?
Huh.
Our rummies are pushed off to one side, Teddy.
Huh? What do you think of Ruthie and I coming home from shopping with our money even to the penny?
I think it's a very remarkable thing.
Are you sorry you jollied the life out of a person?
I certainly am.
You sorry you made us out a couple of childish nitwits?
Oh, so sorry.
Actually, it was simple as a horse. We didn't make one single effort to keep straight today. And there's the answer. Instead of stewing and worrying and pulling our shoes up by the roots, we just went along transacting our business. Teaches a lesson, don't it? Just goes to show,
You bet.
Smelly Clark's Uncle Fap can reduce himself to a feverish, hysterical blob of twisted laughter by recalling to mind the time his lady friended himself.
Rush, I didn't ask you to stop your rummy game so I could hear funny stories about Smelly Clark's Uncle Strap, you know.
Oh.
You let me talk, will you?
Oh.
All we done in the wide, wide world to check up on our money was to take one little wincy precaution before we left for downtown.
What was that?
We each looked in our pocketbook to see exactly what we had.
Oh, huh?
Otherwise, of course, we'd be completely in the dark concerning our finances when we got home.
Sure.
But all the time, we had it perfectly understood that we weren't going to get upset when we got home, no matter how mixed up our cash might look.
Uh-huh.
Well, we did that one simple little thing and then went downtown and shopped our heads off and made transactions galore and come home with both of us having in our pocketbooks exactly what we started out with.
Exactly what you started out with.
Yes, Raj?
You went downtown and spent a lot of dough and come back with exactly what you started out with?
We come back with exactly what we were supposed to come back with.
Well, you said exactly what you started out with.
I wonder if I couldn't be allowed to tell.
Oh.
Vic, we started out from Ruthie's house and stopped on the front porch 5 seconds to investigate her pocketbook.
Uh-huh.
I had $3.14 in mine, and she had $4.89 in hers.
Mm-hmm.
We made one little tiny rotten transaction. And then strolled on downtown where we shop like a house of fire and come home absolutely even to the penny.
Uh-huh.
Blame me for being proud.
Uh-uh.
After all the jollying I've had to take.
No.
What'd you buy out in front of Ruthie's house, Mom?
Buy?
You said you made a little tiny rotten
name, as far as you're concerned, I guess I better remind you, Rush is still Mrs. Stembaum.
Oh.
Now, what was your question?
You said you made a little tiny rotten transaction out in front of her house. I just asked what you bought. Did somebody start up a lemonade stand?
The transaction was between ourselves.
Oh.
I happen to remember I treated her to a nickel's worth of candy the last time we were downtown, and she paid the nickel. So, in order to get that cleared up, she gave me a dime, and I gave her 5 pennies change. This was so we could start out absolutely even, don't you see, Vic? And doing that little insignificant thing was our only effort toward keeping even. The rest worked itself out automatic.
Very nice.
Wait a minute, though, Mom.
Yes?
You say you treated Ruth, Miss Stembottom, to a nickel's worth of candy last time you were downtown.
What's this now?
Well, nothing, only...
Yes, I treated Miss Stembottom to a nickel sack of candy the last time we were downtown.
But she paid the nickel.
Up to your old tricks, huh? Trying to mix me up.
No.
She paid the nickel because I wanted to run over to the novelty counter there in the 10-cent store a minute. Naturally, it left me owing her a nickel.
But you just said that on the porch this afternoon... She give you a dime, and you give her 5 pennies change.
Naturally.
But that'd leave you owing her another nickel on top of the nickel you already owed her.
Well, see, Vic, that's the kind of fine arithmetic I've been getting all this while. No wonder my poor rotten money's been in a muddle.
But he's correct, Sage.
Correct?
Well, if you owed Ruthie 5 cents, and you paid it back by accepting 10 cents and giving back 5 cents... Your original debt is growing to 10 cents.
What on earth kind of talk is this?
We're only a 10 cent.
I come dancing home, happy as a lark because I managed to keep my finances straight, and you go right to work and try to make out Ruthie and me started off wrong from the very beginning, huh?
Well, but you yourself volunteered the information.
Yeah, I myself volunteered information. I myself volunteered plenty of information. Well, by gollies, I bet that's the last information I myself am going to volunteer.
Oh, yeah.
Right at the very outset, before Ruthie and me even leave her front porch, you try to make out our money was mixed up.
But if you did owe Miss Stembottom a nickel and you did pay her back by giving her a nickel for a dime, don't you see?
I see what I see, Rushcook.
Mm.
And you too, Vic. Sitting there trying to keep from laughing.
I'm not laughing. Now, kiddo, if you...
Never mind.
Wait a minute.
It's all right, I guess. About what I might have expected.
Kiddo, hold on.
It's time I started supper.
Wonder what kind of a supper we'll get.
We should have kept our trap shut.
Yeah, I'm the half-wit that opened my big mouth.
Well, Rummy?
Okay.
I feel like such a beast, I don't even want to tote up the score.
It's Vic 1, Rush nothing.
Oh.
Go ahead, it's your turn. Want that Queen of Diamonds?
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. And so we leave Mrs. Beach and Crisco's, Vic, and Sade until the next time. Don't forget to listen. This is Ed Roberts speaking.